Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I'm going to take some questions. Amen. But before then, last week, Friday, I mentioned something. Hallelujah. I took the topic of, I titled it what? The Ministry of Jannes and Jambres. And I know all around the world people watch us. And one thing our critics call us in this ministry is that we are just criticizing, we are just judging, we are just talking nonsense. We are not talking nonsense. We are saying something to the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you come to this ministry, we say things that look one kind. A brother, we are watching us now from Australia. Earlier in the day, you called, and I was happy by your testimony. He said he came to Nigeria when or so, and they had a very bad experience. They were directed, they came to worship with us, and from the gate, they told his wife, that she should remove her earring. that is not allowed here. And that she should dress very well. Will not allow here. And to them, what has that got to do with it? Is it not church? Amen. And after that service, they went back to Australia, but they kept watching. And he called because he was sending his tithes. And now he was thanking the Lord for bringing him to Bride Assembly. Hallelujah. The wife that was very angry that day and pissed out with what is happening, he said, now is thanking me for showing them the right path. He said, now his wife has stopped painting herself, wearing earring and wearing trousers in Australia. They don't go to any other church anymore. All of them just sit at home and get connected to the Bright Television. That's all. Because there's nowhere to go. But above all, he said, he wants to thank me for delivering him from the hand of false prophets. See? He said, Pastor, they finish me. Say, I mean they finish me. He spent money, tire, in the hands of false prophets. So we will keep talking because we know the true children of God, the Bible called them elect. Are they here today? Amen. And maybe you invited somebody to follow you here. Or you're inviting somebody to join us in the vigil, like maybe Brother Roland in South Africa, you gather people in your house to join in the program every Friday like that. Please, if you are listening to us for the first time, don't use one service and judge us. Because I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge. Praise the Lord. I may not present it very well, the way you may like it, but let me tell you, all the medicine that I know that is antibiotic, they are bitter. Am I correct? The sweet one, they create more problem. But that bitter one, amen. Even that book, in Revelation chapter 5, that the angel, that the angel told John to go and collect from the right hand of him that sat on the throne. He told him to eat it. It will be sweet in the mouth. But what will happen when he enters inside? It will be bitter. And yet, it is a book of life. Praise the Lord. When you come here, what we say may be bitter. But if you are sincere with yourself, you will soon notice what we are saying is making sense. Church, the Bible says, hallelujah. In the latter times, it says, false Christ shall arise. That is false anointing. And the problem we have, because I'm going to show you a clip very shortly. I'll show you a clip to buttress what I'm saying. I got very excited when I just came across that during the day. That to see that there is nothing in Christianity that Satan is not impersonating. There's nothing. There's nothing, 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 nothing. Just like China. There's no product anywhere that has no counterfeit from China. Anything at all. When you look at it, you say, get silver, wait first. Shine, shine. Use the whole water touch and two times, it go turn to what it be originally. The same thing with Christianity. See, false Christ. People are getting deceived. The fact that somebody is saying, in the name of Jesus, out. And demons are going out and then they have so much anointing. Or because they put the name of the place, Simon, called church, does not mean everything that is happening there is of God. You say, the latest anointing that is going on now is serious anointing for deliverance, healing, and using water. Correct? And we say it is anointed water in the name of Jesus. Abi? Okay, watch this clip. And see another person that is using water. Watch. Just watch.
This crowd here at the Calvary Park attracted the attention of the news team, who were curious to find out what was happening. A crowd, both Muslims and non-Muslims, were seeking one thing: instant healing from Iman of Allah, Sheikh Salawatiya Rashid Imam. Characteristic of present-day miracle pastors, Iman's prayer from Sheikh Salawatiya Rashid Imam electrify the demon-possessed people. The blind, the cripple, and other sick were carried in wheelchairs to the healing crusade, struggling together with the able to be seen. This water tanker full of water was blessed with supernatural powers, according to the imam, and it attracted several people in the queue. An imam, police, and rapid deployment force had to be called in to help restore order. By 11 a.m., the healing crusade was over, with hundreds of people still in the queues to be touched. It is uncommon to see Muslims hold a healing crusade. Sheikh Salawatiya Rashid Imam spoke about where he took his inspiration from.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the best way, and if you eat of this, if you get money from this, it's one of the best money. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform ablution and give it to sick people to drink. You should look at Buhari, Kitab al-Tahara. You will see it there. And again, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do ruqya, recite some verses in the Holy Quran and give it to sick people, and they became cured. So all these things are some things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did.
Clap your hands now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if this man changed his signboard now to church, Christians will say, that is my church. That is my pastor, bishop, prophet, doctor. Hallelujah. Therefore, the bride of Jesus Christ is not carried away by any miracle. That's what I want to tell Christians. Now, I am not speaking against miracles, because these signs shall follow them that believe. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. But Satan can also cast out the devil. I know Jesus said Satan cannot cast out Satan, Abi. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan heard that statement that Jesus made. Read the Bible. Let me just give you some scriptures that you think over it. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's read it. I go read though. Then leave the rest. Go and listen to that sermon. So Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1, 2, 3, 4. Can we read it? Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, because even at that time, Apostle Paul was fighting this same spirit. Let's read on. For I have espoused you to one husband. That's why we are called the bride. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, that was his fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. So, like I've always said, and I'll continue to repeat it, there is another Jesus. There is another spirit. And there is another gospel. Go to verse 13, 14, and 15. Verse 13, 14, and 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And verse 15, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan has ministers, also be transformed. They transform from Babalao. Transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. His ministers, they transform. Transform, it means you were somewhere before. His ministers, instead of ministers of darkness, they transform and disguise into ministers of the gospel of light. And this is what 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Let's read it. 1 John chapter 2 verse 8. 18. 18, 19 and 20. See what John the beloved said. Little children. He said it is the end time. The last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, plural, whereby we know that it is the end time, the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Verse 20, my emphasis now. He said, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Oh, why not clap your hands for Jesus? Must I tell you to clap before you clap? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Let's read another scripture. That's why elect cannot be deceived. 1 John again, chapter 4. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 John, chapter 4. Let's read it up to verse 6. Can we go on? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. And this is where many of us, these next two verses, many of us confuse the interpretation. Every spirit that, he said this is how you will know. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now, already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome those people. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And verse 5, he said, those people, they are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We, the apostles, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I read these scriptures for the elect of God to know what is happening. Any spirit that does not exalt the Lord Jesus Christ is an antichrist spirit. And some of them, watch it very well. Watch what they are promoting. What are they promoting? Number one, they are promoting the anointing. Calling your attention to the anointing. Number two, they promote themselves. To tell you how mighty they are. To tell you how powerful they are. And to tell you how that you must believe them. And if you don't believe them, you are finished. And instead of promoting the cross from where all our blessings flow, what are they promoting? They are promoting handkerchief, anointed water, anointed pool. Even the pictures of their geo, of the prophet, because they are always prophet anyway. I never see any of them say they are pastor. They are always prophet. Even T-shirt. Prayer shawl. Apron. And don't think they are giving you free. They are paying for it. And you know what? Did you hear that man? What did he say? He said any money you make from that anointing is of God. It's accepted. So you see where it's from the same source with that man. They all came from the, it's the same spirit. To make gain of us. So, take note. Let's see another scripture, Jude. Jude has only one chapter, verse 3 and verse 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, he said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should do what? Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. This is the reason in verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares. But he said, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation? He described them as ungodly men, turning the grace of God, of our God, into what? Lasciviousness, and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. See? And so listen, I have told you that there are three categories. Okay, within this group falls two categories. Two categories that have crept in unawares. These babalawos that have changed and repackaged their businesses. And rebranded themselves to look like Christians. With Christians, Christian identity, outlook in their rebranding efforts, change their title to senior prophet. Hallelujah. And they are anxious to have children. They are anxious to have disciples, sons of the prophet. Because remember, they are antichrist. They are also the same spirit that look for equality with God in heaven, their master Satan. It's the same spirit that is operating now, trying to equate themselves with Christ. They are coming to take over Christ's possession. But unknown to them, since they were of old ordained unto this, it means before they started, God was aware of them. And there is a standard that God has prepared for them before they begin to manifest. That's why he said, I will build my church and the gate of hell shall not prevail. The spirit of deception will be so close that if it were possible, because it is impossible to deceive the elect, we cannot be deceived. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you hear in the gospel that excites you. I don't know. But me, these are the kind of things that excite me. Hallelujah. To know that I am standing on the right platform, I cannot be deceived. The two groups are the babalawos, and the second group are the motivational speakers. Motivational speakers that corporate organizations will invite them and pay them to come and motivate their people to work and be dedicated and be profitable to their organizations. They are called motivational speakers. It's a profession. Very wise. They can play with words. By the time they finish with you, They are more than intellectual. It's not about being intellectual. It is about wisdom that goes with oratory ability. An oratory ability that when they speak, oh my, my. And the book, the greatest book of wisdom is the Bible. It's the Holy Bible. And so since there are a group of people, Christians, who will follow anything this book will tell them to do, they decided to convert, rebrand, repackage. Instead of called motivational speaker, they are now called pastor. And change their address. Some of them, no matter how they are rebranded, you still see the element of the past come in. Just like idolatry that came into Christianity. Idolatry that came into Christianity when the church and idolatry merged together, they have to adopt some things from the from those idol worshippers and, you know, bring it to the Christian faith by the first church. So also, they have also, these are the people that have injected some of these things that are known, you know, in the corporate world. Their terminologies have been brought into the church. Now we have seminars. They are the ones that introduce it. Seminar. And when they advertise it, you will hear at the end, they will say, gate fee is free. Before uncle, you go pay. Gate fee is free. But before you come, let there be registration. This is corporate terminology. That is how they do when they go for corporate shows. Now it is no longer called altar. It is now called platform. It is platform. Or you come to the podium. Praise the Lord. These are the two groups of people that have invaded the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. As victory is ours, we are chained down in the past. Through jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our love. Oh, the original love, oh, the original love. Hallelujah. And that's why God is ringing this end time message now. At this end time. If there's evidence that this message is truth, is what we're seeing all around us today. Yes. If you want to doubt whether there should be a message to the believers in this age, what you see all around is the evidence. No other age had the perversion we are having now. Gross darkness covering the whole church. World, everything about the world fashions have taken over the church. But there is a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach my shop, my first degree.
One by one,
one by one, we get the mortal. They are to dwell with the immortal. When the ring,
the Lord.
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and maybe verse 14. Matthew chapter 7. Listen very well. He said, enter in. Where you want to enter? Into the kingdom of God. At the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. I repeat, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The way into eternal life, hallelujah, is narrow. Everybody cannot go in there. To qualify to pass in there, there are certain situations that you, there are things that cannot follow you into it. There are things, by the time you reach the gate, you want to pass. There are things that you must drop to be able to pass through. And when we tell people here, we look like some fanatics. Like the young man yesterday that cornered me and was telling me that which one is better? To preach love or to preach condemnation? Hallelujah. No, he said to preach love or to preach hell. Judgment. To preach judgment. Which one is better? I said they are all equal. They are all equal. There is none that is better than the other. And the two of them, they are twins. They must go together. Because the love of God was projected based on the judgment that befell mankind. If God did not see how all of us were going to perish, there would have been no need to go to the cross. It was His love for us that sent Him to the cross of Calvary. So when you preach love, and I ask Him a question, if a loved one, somebody you love, is crossing the road, and as he's crossing, he didn't know that a fast-moving vehicle is coming. And he's going because he doesn't know that the vehicle is coming. But you have seen that the vehicle is about to crush him. And you want to tell him to give way for that vehicle that is almost hitting at him. I say, what will you do? How will you tell him? Hey, brother, take it easy. There's a vehicle that is coming. If before you finish talking, he don't die, finish. He don't die, finish. That's the kind of messages that I preach these days. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then you are seeing, I said, if you see it, tell me, how will you speak to that young man, that man you love so much? How will you tell him to get out? the young man answered me by himself. He said, I will push him, I will kick him out, throw him out. I said, the way you handle him, was that love or hatred? It was love. Praise the Lord. I asked the young man, all the years you were growing up, did your father ever beat you? He said, well. I said, was he beating you because he hated you or because he loved you? Life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. Eternal life, your soul shall be. Is recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look. So choose which way you want to follow. God himself has presented the two ways before us. See, he's always doing that. In the Garden of Eden, he placed two trees there. You chop this one, you are finished. You chop this one, you have life. And he walked away. It's left for you to choose which one you want to choose. The narrow way or the broad way. The one, the end of it, the broad way, the end of it is destruction. Which one is the broad way? The type that is acceptable by everybody. The type that will not touch anything. Come the way you are. God is love. You can dress anyhow. Even come to church naked if you like. Christianity is in the heart, not in what you put on. That's right. And such churches are pastored by motivational speakers. I come and see psychedelic people that go there. They speak fine English, fine grammar. And they have a lot of money to donate. But of course, they have no option. The motivational speaker will motivate everything out of their pockets. Oh yes. We have made our choice. And you are free to make your own choice. But don't hinder me. Tell your husband, don't hinder me. Tell your wife, don't hinder me. Tell your mama, your father, don't hinder me. Tell your pastor, don't hinder me. Leave me the way I am, because somebody told me, a lady told me, that anytime she went to one of the churches at Oregon, and then she does not wear trousers, everybody around will tell her, why are you like this? Why are you like this? Why? And she said, what's wrong? I want to dress like this. And they kept disturbing her. Why? You know, you're beautiful. Why are you dressed like this? Why are you dressed like this? And she just could not see how she will, as a Christian woman, wear trouser. And everybody around there wear trouser. And when she comes, she looks odd. And I told her, until she found this ministry, and she got her liberation. I told her, it is because you were an eagle in the midst of chicken. Hallelujah. An eagle is an eagle. A chicken is a chicken. Hallelujah. Even though you got born again among them, that is where you were given birth to spiritually, you are an eagle. Your nature is different. When they tell you everybody speak in tongue, you will join them, but your nature is different. You will ask questions. But in the Bible, they speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. This one, when they say anything that comes to my mouth, make I talk. Well, maybe not so it be. You go join them. After you will say, Kai, no. But you can't explain it. You can't explain it. But you know something is wrong. People are dressing anyhow and going to church. You can't explain it. The pastor came and said, it doesn't matter. But you follow clap hands. And after, you say, I don't understand. But anyway, what could they go ahead? Praise the Lord. Until one day you saw a tract. Warn your pastor. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. None of his will be lost. It's a matter of time. None of it. None of his. None. Right under my care. I've seen murderers that have given their life to Christ. I've seen cultists, cult leaders that gave their life to Christ under this ministry. So that is why we continue to preach, because we don't know who else we hear. So when you come here, your prayer when you come to a church like this is, open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key. Oh, thou shalt unlock and set me free. May the Lord answer that prayer for somebody here in the name of Jesus.